We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
6:18. Thanks for joining us. Tommy Tucker enjoying golfing as we invite in Mike Dettillier. He's golfing. We're working, Mike. What's wrong with this picture?
Yeah, something's wrong with that.
Amen.
Tommy Tucker is becoming Johnny Carson. He don't work on Fridays. He don't work on Mondays.
No, he hasn't taken it. He took the only time he took time off during the pandemic was to get his knee replaced. Other than that, he's been working his butt off.
Oh man, come on! You're giving him too much credit on that.
Well, it depends on how you define work, I guess.
That's it.
Anyway, he's not here to defend himself, so I guess we'll leave him alone. The Saints. It was a week ago we had the NFL draft, and a lot of people thought that they had to pick up a premier defensive back in the draft, and they couldn't make that happen. So then the talk was, okay, do they go get one in free agency? Well, here we are a week later, and we still have the same questions, huh?
Yeah, and the answer is the same. They still need a veteran cornerback, if not two. Come on, you can't go into the season with this lineup at corner. But
so where do they find – are there two corners still out there just waiting for the call in free agency?
Yeah, there are veteran cornerbacks out there. Now, a lot of them feel as though they can hold up the bank because they got you. And if you say it, man, we really need a cornerback, the asking price is going to be plenty.
Yeah, that puts you in a very bad bargaining position, doesn't it?
Yeah, and so, at this
like someone
stage,
said, I got to sell my house. I really got to sell my house. Oh, yeah? Okay, well, let's give you $50,000 under asking.
And so that's sort of how it is in this business. And so what I think you'll see happen is a lot of one-year deals. For veterans today, they know that money's sort of tight for most teams in the NFL, and they know next year that salary cap is going to go up considerably, and I think you'll see that. I think before training camp hits, the Saints will sign at least one, if not two, veteran cornerbacks.
Two veteran quarterbacks before training camp. That it just seems like, wait, we have this real big problem to solve, and it doesn't look like they can solve it right away. You got to have a lot of patience, I guess, in this business.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised they try to do some extension deals to try to free up some money in this salary cap year of 2021. They'd like to do a long-term deal with Ryan Ramczyk, and he's going to end up being the highest-paid tackle in the National Football League. So if you can do an extension long-term with him, it would create some money initially in which you have to pay him, and they would still like to do a long-term deal with Marcus Williams at safety.
It sounds like a lot of long-term deals, a lot of short-term needs, a lot of money we're talking about, but the Saints have been up against the salary cap, one of the teams with the biggest salary cap issue. Is there enough money to solve all these problems and to bring in two veteran corners?
Yeah, because you're creative with money when you have a long-term extensions with a deal. You create immediate money with it. Now, down the line, you have to pay it, but we all see this new NFL contract, TV-wise, that is the richest deal ever in sports history. So, again, you got to worry about 2021 And I think some of this has to do with certainly creating some money with extensions to two of your players that you want to keep. And I think in particular it would be Marcus Williams at safety, Ryan Ramczyk at right tackle.
Talking with Mike Dettelier, our WWL NFL and college football analyst. When we come back, we'll talk about rookie minicamp for the Saints next weekend, who he's looking most forward to seeing if they can shine as the rookies come to join the black and gold. And then we'll talk about LSU, what's going on with quarterback after one of the QBs flies the coop, leaving the Bayou Bengals. He's Mike Dettelier. I'm Dave Cohen, 504-260-1870. You want to join the conversation? Jump on board on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Now traffic. 626, Dave Cohen along with Mike Dettelier here on WWL. Mike, someone texts us and says, Richard Sherman? Could they get the Saints get Richard Sherman? Would that be a good pickup for the Saints, and you think they can afford him?
Yeah, and Richard's talked about that, that he has an interest in the Saints, and the Saints have shown him some interest. He's also talked about possibly returning back to Seattle or returning back to San Francisco. So, you know, Richard Smart, you know, he's trying to do the best deal he can. So, yeah, Sherman would certainly be in the mix.
What's
a veteran corner.
All right. And the Saints will continue that search maybe right up to before training camp starts. Well, long before training camp, we got rookie mini camp coming up, not this weekend, but next weekend. All of the Saints draftees and undrafted free agents coming on in. Who are you most excited about, whether it be one of the guys that they drafted or one of the guys they picked up after the draft in free agency?
Oh, well, because of where he get picked, certainly Peyton Turner. And then Paulson Adebo, because he plays corner, and it's a paper thin spot for you right now. So those two would jump out at me. That's always going to be an undrafted guy or two that shows up big in this. That it happens every year. Now, can he translate that into being productive in game action? Is the big question mark, because we've all seen guys that look great in practice, and as soon as the bright lights come on, some of them make it and some of them don't. There's a difference between practice. I mean, I'm talking like Allen Iverson.
Yeah, is it practice?
It is. It is all about practice. And then there's a difference between practice and a game.
A week after the Peyton Turner selection in the first round at pick number 28 for the Saints, are you feeling any differently about it now than what really was, I don't know how else to describe it, other than a little bit of shock when the Saints made that pick in the first round a week ago?
No, it's a surprise pick because you didn't think he'd go that high. And now he's got to turn it up here. And was it partially injuries at Houston that he wasn't super productive? And listen, it's a big difference playing in that conference and in the National Football League. It wasn't like he was going up against the Alabama offensive tackles or LSU or Georgia or Florida. That's a big jump from the AAC and then jumping into the NFL. And he's fixing to find out. it's quite a jump to be a big-time defensive lineman.
Yeah, even if you got ridiculously long arms, amazing speed, great build, yeah, once you start facing the best of the best every week in the NFL, then you find out if you can hang or not. Mike's going to hang with us, and when we come back, we're going to see what's going on with the quarterback battle at LSU and get Mike's thoughts on that after the news on WWL. 6:43, Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker on your Friday as we celebrate the weekend arriving here on WWL First News. Mike Dettelier is joining us. Mike, what's going on with the quarterback battle at LSU? TJ Finley, I guess, realizing, seeing the writing on the wall and thinking he better go try to play somewhere else if he's going to be able to get on the field in college?
Yeah, I mean, he read the tea leaves that this is a battle now between Miles Brennan and what Max Johnson did late last year. This is all about what Max did, because had Max not played as well as he did late last season and in the spring, then, you know, TJ's got a shot here going up against Miles. So he read it.
Yeah. I mean, the old saying in football, you can't lose your job because of an injury. That's not really true anymore, is it? If someone shines, yeah, well, you're out hurt.
That's never been true. Come on. Coaches say that, but it's never been true. If somebody overlaps you and you had an injury, that deal is I'm going with the best guy. And so that's the case. So Max and Miles are fighting it out. But who really came through in the spring? And Coach O, every press conference he had, he talked about it, was the freshman, Garrett Nussmeier. So, you know, you got three guys and you had four guys. All vying for that spot, and TJ did like what you see in at that position at quarterback do. They got to find another spot. We saw with Russell Wilson. He had to leave North Carolina State to go to Wisconsin. Justin Fields left Georgia to go to Ohio State. Baker Mayfield, you know, it's on and on and on with guys that.
Yeah, yeah. LSU had a guy who couldn't get on the field at Ohio State.
Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow. So, and before that, Danny Etling was at Purdue, and he comes to LSU. So this isn't like it's real news, okay? It's been like that at that position. What'll be interesting to see is how the SEC handles this, because he's made a comment that, you know, he's had four or five schools from the SEC contact him. But the SEC has had a pretty firm rule that you can't transfer within the conference. Now, even though the NCAA may give you a deal that you can transfer without sitting out, the SEC sort of has their own rule where you can't transfer within the conference. And how that gets resolved, because Greg Sankey, the SEC commissioner, has said they still have not ruled on exactly how that's going to go.
Uh-huh.
And so that's going to open up the door here because some coaches are dead set against it. I'll be honest. Some coaches don't like the transfer with inside the conference, and some coaches are, yeah, it's okay with me. So it's kind of a split decision, and this may come down to the commissioner making up that decision on that. But
you would think that the answer to the coach would be then, if this guy's that good that you don't want to face him on the other side of the field, play him. Make him happy if he's that good, you know?
But that's not how coaches think. One, he might not be good enough to play, but I don't want to have to face him. And so that's going to be an interesting little twist to this, because that's going to come up with the NCAA is going to have that one-time transfer and you don't have to sit out. But, you know, the NCAA doesn't have a lot of power within the conferences. And they kind of set up their own rules, and one of them is that you can't at this stage. So if that rule is amended, that'll be interesting, because I think teams certainly like Arkansas, Tennessee, who aren't really set at quarterback, would love to bring in T.J. Finley. I think Louisiana Tech is another school that would have a lot, even though they're not an SEC school, would have a lot of interest in a guy like T.J. Finley. And for T.J., it's just trying to find the best fit for you. Because I think, almost like the draft, you got to find the best fit, the best opportunity for you to go somewhere where you get a chance to start pretty quickly.
Yeah, there's no point in leaving one school to go sit on the bench at another school. Then
you're getting another quarterback battle. So you got to be smart about kind of where you go. And, you know, everybody's got a little different take on this, but that's going to be sort of worldwide in college football today. A quarterback unhappy about playing time, and he's got to leave to play. You can only just play one, but it sort of leaves LSU in a little bit of a peril here, potentially. Because what happens if Max Johnson beats out Miles Brennan, who's already graduated? He can go to another school.
Exactly. And he had that freak injury last year at Missouri where he's got this abdomen injury that was very nagging. They talked about doing surgery, and he found out he would be the first one to ever have that type of surgery done and that they'd even name it for him. But I don't know. I don't think I ever want a surgery named for me because it means that it's kind of experimental. So he sits out and just lets it heal on its own. Mike, if you had to guess, where do you think TJ Finley ends up next season?
Well, if the SEC says you can transfer inside the conference, then Arkansas and Tennessee would be two hot spots for you.
All right.
Because you're not settled there. But what happens if they say you can't? Then you're going to have some outside schools coming in. Listen, he'll be highly coveted by a number of schools if he can't go to an SEC school.
That's wild. The fourth guy on LSU's quarterback depth chart.
Man, listen, I didn't think I'd live long enough to say that.
LSU hasn't been able to find one quarterback for generations, and now they got the fourth guy on the depth chart in high demand.
Yep. That's unreal.
It is. All right, when we come back.
Football changed the world.
Amen, brother. When we come back, Mike, I'm going to ask you to look into your LSU crystal ball and tell us who's starting at quarterback when LSU kicks off the 2021 football season. Mike will share that with us coming up next. You're on WWL. Right now, it's traffic. 6:55, Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. Mike Dettillier is our guest. Mike, who do you think it will finally be when LSU kicks off the 2021 football schedule on September 4th in the Rose Bowl at UCLA? Who's playing quarterback for the Tigers?
I've always felt it was Miles' job to lose, but Max has made this quite a race for the spot. But I've always felt Miles had a little bit of the inside edge here.
So if you had to put your money on it right now, you think Miles ends up winning and gets that starting job, or is it just too early to know?
No, what I'm saying is I've always felt that way, so I'm going to stay that way. I've always felt Miles had the insider edge, and it'll be interesting to see how they handle that because Max really played pretty well down the stretch and did well during the spring. But I think it's Miles' job to lose.
Do they have to have one guy who is the guy where they don't have a package for the other guy to come in for a few plays a game or something like that? Or are you not a fan of that kind of activity, at least at the college level?
Yeah, I'm a fan of it if you got the right guy who mentally can handle that. But I always think you got to have one guy to be the leader of that team. You got to have one guy kind of take the reins. And it was tough to put TJ and Max in last year. They're true freshmen when Miles went down. And so you got to be prepared for what could potentially happen with an injury. But again, I go right back to it. I think Miles has a slight edge over Max here. And how you handle that with Max is going to be interesting if he doesn't win the starter's job. Because you could put in some plays for him and get him involved in the contest, but it still's not like being the starter.
Yeah, and how do you stop him from doing what TJ Finley just did and said, you know what, I ain't the starter,
thing.
I want out.
And he's got a heavily recruited brother that has verbally committed to LSU. So you're not only talking about for now, you're talking about in the future.
Yeah,
it'll be an interesting mix.
You lose a quarterback and potentially a future tight end if you make the wrong decision there. A whole lot for Coach O to consider.
Well, that's why they're paying him $7.5 million a year. He's going to make that choice. But you got to understand there are some circumstances involved either way with it. Because if you go with Max, Miles isn't going to stay here. He's a grad transfer, and he can go somewhere else, and he doesn't have to worry about any of those rules. I mean, he can go wherever he needs to go to be a starter. So you're in a catch-22 here, one way or another.
All right. Tough decision for Coach O, but yeah, he's got 7.5 million reasons to make the right decision. Let's hope that it works out for the Tigers. Nice thing is that the LSU will not be restricted to an SEC-only schedule next year like they were last year because of the pandemic. Ended up going, what, 5-5? How do you see the Tigers this coming season when they get to play the McNeese States and Central Michigans and teams like that once again back on the schedule?
No, listen, LSU's a good football team. Got a lot of talent. Ed was able to get back a lot of the guys that could have come out early for the NFL draft, and he kept the vast majority of them. So this is, you know, it's a tough first game. It's a tricky one out west against UCLA, a team who will throw the football, and, man, did they have problems covering last year. So they're going to be a good team, and I think a double-digit winning team this year.
Really? At least 10 wins for the Tigers.
They won't compete for the championship, but I think they're a 9-10 win football team.
All right. Do they beat Bama, and do they have a shot at a playoff spot?
I'll answer no and no.
All right. So progress, but not back to that level yet.
Nope.
Mike?
I think one more year, it could be that way, though. I think 2022 will be the year they make a run for it.
All right. Rebuilding, but rebuilding quickly. Mike Dettillier, thank you so much. We always appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Enjoy this weather.
Thank you, Dave.
Mike Dettillier here on WWL. What's going on with sports betting in Louisiana? We'll get you an update after the news.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.